Grace to you and peace from God, who is our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ, our Messiah. Amen. 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 The shepherd calls the sheep by name, and they know his voice. It is a beautiful thing when, amidst the cacophony of voices in our world, we can center in on a voice of one of great importance and one that means a lot, one that guides us and sustains us and loves us. And so, let's kind of get a picture of that, a visual of that. I would like to invite Lauren. Hey, Lauren, can I have you down here for a second? Come here, sweetheart. I just love you. Come here, sweetie. All right. I want you to come here with me. And we're going to sit right here. All right. Just now look that way. Okay. There you go. All right. Now, I want you to tell me if the voice you hear is the voice of your mother or not. Can you think you can do that? You can't look. So you got to look over here. So turn around. There you go. I'm going to ask, and you tell me if it's her voice or not. You ready? Is that your mom? No? Okay. Is that your mom? Is that your mom? Yeah! Yeah! You got it. Now go back. Go back. Good job. Now we know that children know the voice of mama. Absolutely. But let's try another one. I need to invite up, well, unfortunately, you have no other parent but me. Okay, you ready? Turn around, Leah. Turn around. Leah, turn around. Is this your dad? Yeah, that's right. There you go. That's right. That's right. That was your dad. All right, now you can be seated. You heard me. That's right. All right. All right. Well done. Okay. All right. Jason, you really want to go? Okay, come on, jump, Jason. Good job. Wait a minute. Whoa, what's going on here? All right, Jason, you ready? All right? You ready? See if this is the voice of your father. You ready?
Jason, I am your father.
No? Yep. See, look at that. Parents, fathers and mothers are easy, but what about spouses? Greg Brondos, come on up, bud. Do not throw stuff anymore. Come on. All right, Greg. I love you, man. All right, is this your wife or not? Doesn't sound right. Let's see. Gonna say no on that one.
I didn't think that was it.
Yes! Way to go! Greg saved it for all of us males. But now we got to see, ladies, Joy Stahl. You get to come up because you were already up here. Come on, Joy. All right, Joy. We're 3 for 3.
All right.
You think we can get this?
I think I can.
He talks a lot. Okay. All right. Is this your husband? Yeah! Way to go! 4 for 4! All right. That was so much fun. That's right. That's right. Not fair. Well, here's the thing. That has never not worked. In almost 20 years of ministry, I maybe once somebody kind of was like, I'm not sure, but never has it not worked. And I've wondered why, and the reason is, the reason the children knew their parents' voices is because of several things. They hear them all the time. They hear them all the time. They're familiar with those voices. There is an inflection in those voices that they can tell a difference amidst all of the other voices. They know it's their parents or they know it's your spouse because you have become so familiar with it that even if it might sound a little bit like it, didn't you love how there were like little cute phrases, Greggy or honey, you know, and people know that Lauren, you know, people, there is a special connection there. And I think that's a beautiful example of what it means for us to be able to hear Jesus' voice in that same way. That we become so familiar with the Word through Bible study, through being in worship, through finding ways to serve, through availing ourselves to singing, through availing ourselves to the voice of Jesus as He comes to us, through the gift of those family and friends who are a part of our community, through the gift of Scripture, through the gift of singing and worship, that as we avail ourselves to that, then it becomes clear, it becomes easier for us to hear those voices, but that is often difficult. You know, one of the stories I tell on myself, which I'm very ashamed of, at least of the ones that I'll share with you, is that I was in seminary, and I was studying in North Dakota, and I was sharing a house, actually, with several other seminarians. There's about four or five of us that were all sharing a house, and I was making a comment to one of my friends who I was sharing the house with. I said, you know, you guys all talk about how Jesus is guiding you and leading you and sharing, you know, talking to you. And I don't ever really hear Jesus talking to me. And my friend Jackie, she looked at me and she goes, well, David, maybe that's because you don't listen. And I said, well, what do you mean? You know, I go to church, you know, I do all this. She goes, David, you wake up in the morning to the radio playing. We hear it. It comes on. It's that god-awful country music. And then we're all having to hear it. She was from Chicago. She didn't like country music, so that's all right. But she goes, we wake up to your country music. Then you get up and you go in and you take a shower and you take a little radio in there so you can still listen to your music. Then you go back in your room, you come out, and you get your breakfast, and you turn on the TV, and you watch TV. You watch that god-awful SportsCenter. See, she didn't like anything that I liked, but I was watching. So you watch SportsCenter, then you go, you get in the car, and when we ride with you, you turn on your radio, and then you get to work, and then you work all day, and then when you come off of work, you go to the gym, and you take your walk. We had Walkmans. Remember Walkmans? I had a Walkman. It was a thing in Gardens of Galaxy for the young people, the thing that he had, that's what a Walkman was. And so you play with your Walkman, you have your Walkman on, you do your workout, you come home, then you get it on the TV and you watch TV and then you fall asleep and you're always listening to stuff before you fall asleep. When do you ever take time just to be and be silent and listen for God? That's it. I don't know. During maybe those awkward moments in church when the pastor doesn't say anything and it's really quiet. I don't know. The reality is to learn the voice of Jesus, we need to avail ourselves to the voice of Jesus. Through Scripture, through worship, through singing, through prayer, through silence. You know, I've heard a lot of really cool mantras about how to succeed in life. And heard several of them yesterday when I was at the sports breakfast and listening to Hines Ward and Harvey Grant and Justin Fuente and others talk about their little keys to success. The one that I've always gone back to for me is the one where it says, you know, the vast majority of success is just showing up. Showing up for work. Showing up at the workout. Showing up for whatever it happens to be. I would say to help improve our ability to hear Jesus. To truly hear Jesus in our life is showing up. Showing up to Scripture. Showing up to worship. Showing up to service opportunities. Showing up to sing. Showing up to learn. Availing ourselves to the voice of Jesus. So that like faithful sheep, amidst all the other voices that clamor for our allegiance in this world, and you know what they are, that we can hear that voice of the Good Shepherd who seeks not to destroy, but to give you abundant life. Abundant life. Always. Let us listen for that voice. In Jesus' name, amen.